And now we are in Tzadi Aleph, finishing off Chayla, who's just a Mechosh Balma, and then we'll start Chayla Sheyesh Boi Sakono. So Yudalad, Makash and Nisrapa, if you have a cut that healed, nice and Ritiya Shaso Me'esmo, you could put on a bandage that you made from yesterday, She'ena El L'Shamra, because that's only to protect it. Umotu L'Hasur Gildei Maka, and you're allowed to remove scabs. But if you know that your scab is going to make you bleed, then you're not allowed to remove it. Let's say somebody has a splinter. You're allowed to take it out with a needle. You're not allowed to, you got to make sure it doesn't say dam, that it makes a chabura. That fell down because of his sickness. And he doesn't mean he fell down, meaning he wants to go to sleep. And there's no sakana. Or he has something wrong with him that he's in pain. And his entire body is bothering. Even though he's walking around, he's similar to Nafal Mishkov. The basic way I think it is, let's say you have a sore or something something bothering you, you can't stop thinking about. So even though you're walking around because you got to do what you got to do, that is considered a chayla kol gufa. So you're allowed to ask a guy whatever you need, right? Straight out, no hinting, no anything. Not only that, but if the guy cooks for you on Shabbos, it's mutter, and it's not even called bishul akum. Kivin shutu la'ayama bishul ayidei akum. Since Shabbos, it's mutter to cook with a guy, so therefore it is not bishul akum. Yud zayin, and mutter le'lecha v'lishtoi sami refuah, and it's mutter to eat and drink medications. Chen lasis le'ezer refuah, do any sort of refuah, bein hu ba'atzmai bein acher, whether you do it yourself, whether others are doing it for you, as long as there's no Issa Malacha, afilu Issa Durabana, even Issa Durabana. You can't do, a Yid can't do Issa Durabana. Hawakol Sheyeshbe, afilu Issa Durabana, also La Saisan, Kima Yidei Akum, like we just said, you can't even do an Issa Durabana, even unless you do it with a guy. V'emein Akum, unless you don't have a guy, Yesh Lahat, Elasis, Ayidei Yisrael, you can do it with a Yisrael, Issa Durabana, Ayidei Shinui. And it's a derabbanan al yedei shinui, and there are opinions that say that you could even do an issa dairaisa with a shinui. Yudches roife akam shumatzmiach ababuos. Listen to this for all those that are anti-vaxxers. A roife guy who's being matzmiach ababuos. Basically, matzmiach ababuos means he's giving the smallpox vaccine. That's the way the article translated. He's giving vaccines. The Yeladim, two children, and it's on Shabbos, obviously. If a Yisrael can bribe him with money, to wait till Motzi Shabbos or Sunday, so then that's fine. I mean, that's what he should do. Right? But if the guy, buddy, if he has to do it on Shabbos, then the Yisrael should not hold on to the child while the doctor's vaccinating, Ela Akum Yachziku, the guy should hold it. Kain Kazib Sefer Tshuva Me'ahava. I'm not exactly sure why that should be. Okay, Tzadi Beis, which is Dine Chayla Sheyesh B'Sakana, the halachas of Chayla Sheyesh B'Sakana, Vidin Onos La'Aveira, and if somebody is forced to do an Aveira, Ubay Yud Se'ifim, and then we have 10 Se'ifim. What?
The kid that's holding muksa. Didn't we say something about that?
Yeah, the but here holding muksa, the kid's holding muksa. You can't pick it up. Yes, that's true. But here, what's he doing? Now you can. There, you can't hold his hand. You can't pick him up. Long, but all the doctor's doing is giving him a shot. Baby. Blanking
okay,
out.
Okay, but it's whatever it is. Muksa. So don't hold.
I hear. I don't know. I thought there is different what you're saying because There, he's there. He is not holding anything. Only maybe you're going to help him do the shot. Maybe that's what it is. I mean, if you lean the baby towards him, so then you're helping out, like we had by the shaving, by the haircuts. Okay, Dechuya Aleph. Dechuya he Shabbos Eitzel Sakonas Tefashos Kamoi Shar Kol Mitzvus. Right? This is for Naftali Lando, actually. Shabbat Torah. Shabbos is Dechuya. There's something called Hutra and there's something called Dechuya. So when something becomes Mutter, like we just said, Yishol Akam on Shabbos is Mutter for the Chayla. Dechuya means you push it off, but it still exists. So it means you still have to, you have to minimize as much as you can any of the Chil Shabbos. If it would be Hutra, then there's no Shabbos for you. But Tchuya means that you do have to try. And obviously, not if it interferes in an emergency. But anything less than that, then you'd have to do, you know, you have to minimize. L'chein, Chayla Sheyesh V'Sakona Hu Adam Kosher. Let's say you have a Chayla who's a Yesh V'Sakona, and he's a kosher fellow. Even if sometimes he does an Avera, and he desires, you know, he desires to do an Avera. So that doesn't mean he's not kosher. Even if it's a one day old, it's a mitzvah to be Mechal Shabbos. And if the Chayla doesn't want, you force him to be Mechal Shabbos. And it's a big avera to be a chassid shaita shalaylis rapais b'shvil eze iser, to not have a refuah because whatever iser it is. V'alav nemar v'achas timchul nafshesechem edrash, and you're seeking out the blood of your nefesh, which is the pasuk for suicide. Yet it's very strong. He's saying if a guy refuses medical help with the sakana, then it's suicide. V'azor is achal shabbos b'shvil chodesh yesh v'sakana, and if somebody is a zor is to be machal shabbos for a chodesh that has a sakana, or is a meshubach, that's considered praiseworthy. And even if you have a guy in front of us, we try and do the Chil Shabbos with a Yid. And anybody who's Mechal Shabbos for a Chayla Sheyesh V'Sakana, even if they didn't need him, he gets rewarded. Let's say the Raifi says, this Chayla needs a dried fig. And 10 men run, and each one of them runs and gets a dried fig. They're all going to get good schar from Hashem. Even if the chayla healed from the first date of fig, what is it? Gregris, that the fig, right? The dried fig. But any pikuach nefesh and even a suffik pikuach nefesh mitzvah l'chal of the Shabbos, it's a mitzvah to be l'chal Shabbos v'lasas b'shvilei kol yisuri deraisa, and to do all yisuri deraisa she'en l'cha davar sh'amim p'nei pikuach nefesh. There's nothing that stands in front of pikuach nefesh ki lei nitna ha'tayra ela l'man ha'chayim, because the Torah was given for us to live. She'nemar ha'she'yasa o'isa ma'odam v'chay b'hem v'dashinan v'chay b'hem v'lai she'yomus b'hem. Meaning the Torah is meant to live with, not to die with. Except the big three, which is Avodah Zarah, Gilei Ra'ah, Shvichas Dam, Shein Biharig Val Yavar, they are in Biharig Val Yavar. Beis, Kol Adam Shu Aymer, Makir Ani Ba'aseh Chayla Shu Masukin. If somebody says, I recognize with this Chayla that he's a Sakona. If there's no doctor there to deny that, Neman, the person's believed in Mechala Novos HaShavos. I mean, he doesn't even have to be an Atzol. If somebody says this person is not well, and there's no doctor that says otherwise, then you're good. Even if he doesn't say, he knows for sure, he says, but I think that the guy is having problems. We listen to him, and we're Mechal Shavos. From the Sofik Nefashos Lahokal, Sofik Nefashos, we're going to make him. Let's say one doctor says he's mistaken, and he needs this type of healing. And another doctor disagrees and says it's not necessary. The patient themselves says they don't need it. You listen to the Raife who says you need, because like we said, it's a suffix of Bikuach Nefesh. Let's say the Chayla says it, and the doctor says he doesn't need it, Shaymin L'Chayla. In that case, you listen to the Chayla. But that's only if the doctor doesn't say the opposite. It doesn't, I think it means it doesn't say. No, I don't really know if he said, if he's, it has to be if it's not something that's well known. If it's a known problem and the Chayla says he doesn't need it, then we don't listen to the doctor. Then we don't listen to the Chayla. But if the doctor says it's going to do worse, it's going to damage you, then Shamila Raifa, then we do listen to the Raifa. So it's interesting. If the Chayla is saying different than the doctor, so then the doctor, and we listen to the Chayla. But if the doctor says that what the Chayla is saying to do is actually going to put the Chayla in Sakana, then we don't listen to the doctor, right? And nowhere here does it say anything about listening to the rabbis, right? This is all about the doctor and the patient. Whatever they say, they say. Okay, everybody should have a fine night and a fine Shabbos. Mashiach b'surus tovus.